concertos written 100 years apart, almost to the day. One is an iconic work by Edward Elgar. The other is a brand new work that Inbel Segev commissioned. She asked Anna Klein, who also happens to be a cellist, to write a 5-movement work for her, and it's based on a beautiful poem. The two actually met thanks to Marin Alsop, who is conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra in this performance. It's a new recording that I think you're really going to enjoy, and it's this week's edition of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. I'm talking with Inbel Segev, a beautiful cellist who has a new recording out. And Inbel, I want you to start by just telling me a little bit about you living in New York City with your husband, your 3 teenage children, and how has your life been impacted by all the changes we've undergone, especially with the pandemic?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, and hello. yes, it's been tough. New York now is a bit oppressive, and all the great things about the city, the restaurants, the concerts, even the park, you know, nothing feels the same. And obviously, there's no concerts, and the restaurants just now are starting to open up again. But we are really looking to escape. We were at home for 2 months, then we left for a month, and now we've been back. And it's not great. It's kind of sad.
How are the teenagers doing? I mean, that's, you know, you're all in one place, I'm guessing, and not getting a chance to get out and about.
Yeah, their summer camps were canceled, and they were really looking forward to it. So one of them is now with a friend for a week, so that's great. And we are just decided to rent a place, so we'll have a pool. So we'll have home camp.
Oh, wonderful. I know of other people who are doing just that. You yourself were a teenager, I think about 18 years old, when you made your concerto debut under the baton of Zubin Mehta, both with the Berlin Philharmonic and the Israel Philharmonic. I'm wondering, what was it like to be given an opportunity like that as a teenager?
You know, in retrospect, it was scary and amazing and just crazy that an 18-year-old girl would play with such orchestras. At the time, I was like, okay, this is happening and that's cool. And, you know, it would take years after that to play with such a high-level orchestra again and to build up my way. It was a very unique time, you know. I learned a lot, but it was also perhaps came a little too early for me.
And why is that? What makes you say that now?
I didn't finish maturing yet, and who does at 18, you know? But musically, I had ways to go. I was very precocious at an early age, and then perhaps I needed to find my way a little bit around that time, and then sort of feel like I was myself again in the mid-20s. Well, you know, I went to Juilliard right after that. And while certain things are already in place, you still mature a lot, of course, emotionally. And also, I don't think I had the savvy to take it to continue with a career. I didn't have really a way to know. My parents didn't know. And yet, it was an amazing experience, and I don't regret it. It was just, you know, it was what it was.
And how did that experience come to be? I'm trying to remember now. Did you win a competition or something?
No. You know, Israel is not a big country, so I was known. I kind of floated to the top pretty early on, and people knew that I was good. And then I played for the concertmaster of the Israel Philharmonic. And then I came to play for Zubin Mehta in New York City, I remember. And I remember after I played, he jumped and he gave me back the cab money and he arranged for me to play in a great cello for a year. So that was amazing. So yeah, I auditioned to Zubin basically in New York. That's how it really happened. But the fact that I was Israeli certainly helped.
Marin Alsop is the conductor on your new recording, and it was Marin who introduced you to the British composer Anna Klein. How did that introduction take place?
So I came, my husband and I helped underwrite a commission. We're very interested in doing that because we can, and it, you know, it makes us feel like we're helping the world. I've been given so much as a young, you know, poor cellist that this is our way to give back. And so we came to the concert and Marin said, oh, and Bell, meet Anna. She's a wonderful composer, and Anna is herself an amateur cellist. And so Anna wanted to write a cello concerto, and I really wanted to, after I heard her work, which is incredible, I really connected with her style of writing. And so I asked her to write me a concerto, and then that was the beginning, yeah.
I'm thinking about this, especially myself being a woman, but I'm wondering what was so special, perhaps, for you making a recording that features three prominent women, a conductor, the cellist, and composer. Did that impact you in any way?
Yeah, I really felt like we have really arrived in a way that we don't even have to say this is a women recording anymore. And that's really great. Only 3 years ago, I would play a program of all women composers, and I would call it Women Composers for cello and electronics, for example. And I feel like we've come really just the last few years, you know, there's a change. There's so many fantastic women composers. They don't need to be pigeonholed. And with Marin, she's a force of nature, you know, she's wonderful to work with. And so I don't, you know, during the process, I really didn't think so much about, oh, we are women. You know, it was just very organic and natural.
You had a special musical rapport with Anna Klein, a sense of trust that really resulted in her implementing some of your suggestions within this piece of music. Can you talk a little bit about where we might hear some of those suggestions in this piece titled Dance?
Oh, great question. The last two movements have a lot of runs and virtuoso passages, and some of them I added octaves. When you hear octaves, that's me. In the last kind of melody, the kind of Jewish-sounding melody, there's a little bit of ornamentation that I added. So it was perhaps a tiny bit more simple at certain points. I can't take credit for more than that because really I didn't do much, but I'm proud of what I did.
The piece that she wrote is called Dance, and it's a five-movement concerto inspired by the 13th century Persian poet Rumi. And each movement represents a line in a poem, which is called Dance. Can you talk a little bit about each of these movements and how that poetry comes through in the music?
Dance When You're Broken Open is the first movement, and it starts on the very highest range of the cello. It sounds like a violin almost. And, you know, Anna said that this is like shards of glass, so as if you were cut open by shards of glass. When you hear it, it's just so beautiful that you don't necessarily think of shards of glass, which are more kind of thorny, but because of it's so high, it sounds kind of glassy. And she uses this special instrument also. It's a bow that you kind of swoop over a metal kind of plank, and it makes this beautiful, very high pitch buzz. Or I can't really explain it. You have to hear it in the piece. So this is Dance When You're Broken Open. Then there is dance when you take your bandages off, and that's kind of more painful, as you can imagine. Dance in the middle of fighting is actually very serene and sort of like when you make up in the middle of fighting, you know? You suddenly feel like you love that person you're fighting with. Then there is the very last movement is Dance When You're Perfectly Free. And I love how optimistic it is, especially in our time.
Can you share how each of your cultures come through in this concerto? Anna has Irish-English roots, and you have your Israeli-American heritage. Where are we hearing those elements?
So the Jewish elements is that I right away saw it and heard it, and I think, so Anna's dad is Jewish, so I think that's where it comes from. She also dedicated the concerto to him. There's like this major second, augmented second in the last movement. It just sounds like a Jewish melody, you know, beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous melody. And regarding the English, you can hear the like the Scottish countryside. You know, Braveheart, if you've seen the movie, it's just like those big open spaces.
What do you love the most about this concerto that she wrote for you?
I love how natural to the instrument it is and how beautiful the melodies are and they stay with you. But I think it's not just beautiful, there's also a lot of pain there. So she really gets just a full character, a human character there. You know, a lot of composers today, especially, I feel like they want to stay away from the romantic writing, and then it's very thorny writing, and sometimes it's satisfying, sometimes less so. But with her, you never, it's not in your face. That modernity comes in a very unique way. I like that it makes the cello sound great too. I'm lucky to have a Francesco Ruggeri. He was a luthier that worked around the time that Antonio Stradivarius worked, and they also in Cremona, so same city. And so it's from 1673. It's a very old instrument. It has this lush tone, chocolatey tone that I love so much. And I think it really works well with Anna's music. I mean, it works well with a lot of different composers, but I think the richness and the beauty of the tone comes through.
Why did you want to pair Anna's new concerto with Edward Elgar's iconic cello concerto?
Well, the obvious reason was that they're both British, but the less obvious reason was that it was written 100 years apart, exactly. almost to the day. And, you know, we didn't know that it's going to be so when we started talking about the commission, because it took a few years for it to cook. So that was really interesting to see how he wrote his concerto right after World War I, and how his concerto is an elegy to all those lives that were lost, to a way of life that was lost. And she couldn't have known it, but maybe she did, in the sixth sense that what we're going now through, the whole world is really traumatic too.
What is it that you love about the Elgar Cello Concerto?
Every movement there offers something different. So it just really lets the cellist shine. It also has all this virtuosity. And a lot of room for expression, self-expression in the Elgar, I feel like. There's a lot that's not written on the page with Elgar, so you kind of have to crack the code a little bit, and that's really challenging, but also really rewarding when you do it.
What is not on the page that you have to fill in?
The notes can tell you only so much, and Elgar's music really asks for rubatos, which means flexing of the tempo, so taking here a little bit and pushing there. I think the slow movement, the third movement, is especially such. Everybody does it a little differently, or maybe it's in the middle of the movement that there's some slides and times to take time.
In the making of this recording, was there anything that really surprised you? Something that may have happened during the recording session that was like, oh my gosh.
Yes, actually. So it's funny because the recording engineer, so they were all British, right? And this is like their mother's tongue. And here I'm coming from Israel and I'm the queen. So, you know, it's very hard. You're put in a, you know, in the hot seat. So, and I think I did pretty well, but then at some point the engineer pointed out something to me in the orchestra, and he's like, yeah, you know, you should play such and such way because the cello section is doing it that way. And I was like, oh my God, I've played this piece for like 20 years and I've never thought about this. So that was really, really great. you know, when you play something your whole life, and I play this since I'm a teenager, there's such a pleasure to discover something new, you know, that you didn't know was there.
Cellist Inbel Segev with Marin Alsop and the London Philharmonic Orchestra sharing an iconic cello concerto and a brand new one from Anna Klein. Thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. You can help New Classical Tracks reach more people. Take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. It really does help new people find the show. I'm Julie Amacher.